We mentioned yesterday at the end of the shiur that the schedule of the Siyata D'Shmaya as Hashem will be that we're having a shiur today and Monday, and then we've officially finished Pasuk B'Cholov, even though there's more things I want to do, but hopefully we will get the son of this done. And then the Bechina Bez Hashem on what, Monday the 25th, you'll sign up with Rabbi Kochman to get a time. And then that week, the 26th, 27th, 28th, I'd like to give some more shiurim on Tfilas Kalim, maybe Sfek Sveika, and maybe Ayin Nesach or something. Yeah, I think those three topics are very nogeya. I'd like to, usually, it's part of the Jews month. And okay, so that's Hashem, the plan, the Siyata D'Shmaya. So, if there's any problems, you let me know, and, okay. Today is Pasachim. So, the Mishnah says, So pas akum, goyish of bread, is so bread that a goy bakes bread. So you can't eat the bread. If you look the Rambam on page 4, says Yesh Am Devar Machin Osu Osam Chachol Av Bishen Yisur Mikir Menatar Gazol Inkade Nispakeh Menatum. And there are certain things that we wanted you to be misrachek menachem, because we're afraid you're gonna hang out too much with them, and you'll end up marrying into their families. So one of the things that the elu hein asu lishtos imam afil vokum shei vokum shei ein nesa, you can't drink with them. Let's assume. Wine, even though it's not a shayla of kashrus. Rasu lechol pitam or bishuleim. Their bread is baked. Bishuleim is cooked food. I feel welcome to emochus lugiuleim. Even in a place where there's no chashash that there'll be a tamisser. Giuleim means a tamisser from the pots. So that's what he says. Ketzad. You shouldn't drink wine with them, even though it's Yain Mevushal. Or you drink from your kelim. You may erove from Mesiba Yisrael Mutter. So that's the okay. That's something else. But in Halachi Yud Beis, he says, "Avopi shosru pas akum, eish mekom shemakil medover lokim pas anachtom, akum lokim shein shem nachtom Yisrael." So the two types of pas akum. One is what we call pas palter, which means that it's made by a professional, meaning it's made for commercial purposes. So obviously, when something is made for commercial purposes, then the camaraderie level is less, as opposed to pas balabayis, that it's made for you know, balabayas. He's not making it from commercial. He's making it from his own home. And then he wants to give you, you know, he baked a challah for you. Assuming it's kosher. So he says, Yesh v'kom shemitilim b'davim v'lokim pas ha-nachtom ha-akum v'mokim shem sham nachtom Yisrael. So he says that really the Isser is not to have pas balabayis or pas nachtom, but there's some makel that if there's no Jewish baker, that you could go to the Goyish bakery. That's pas nachtom, pas palter. Mokum shein shem nachtom yisrael v'sodem v'shehu shasat chak. Aval pas balabatim hein shem mishem morbo l'hokel. But if you take from it's not a nachtom, he's not a professional baker, he's just a balabas. Or balabasta. She makes it, so then there's no kulam. Hein shem mishem morbo l'hokel sheikar gzeir mishem chasnas. In Yochol Pas Balabatim, Yovel Lissol Etzlon. And, right, in other words, if you could have, you'll come to have a whole meal with them. If you start eating their bread, then you'll start eating. So even though they just sent you bread, you know, it's not, you're not eating with them. But well, then but the next step is you'll come to eat with them. And then the next step is you'll come to spend time with them. And the next step, you'll make a shidduch with them. And the next step, you'll have married with them. And then... So the Rambam continues, Hidvika akum mesatanar v'ofer bo Yisrael. Shehidik Yisrael v'ofa Akum, or Shehidik Akum v'ofa Ha'akum, v'boi Yisrael v'nir ha'esh ma'at, or kofshul la'esh hol v'shtatev v'lech ha'pas ha'rezu v'teres. So the Rambam says that as long as you, Yisrael, there are three stages. There's lighting the fire, putting the dough in the oven, and then stoking the coals. So as long as Yisrael did one of those three things, it's not pasakum. So either he lit the fire, put the bread in, or stoked the coals, or even a feel of zarka eats. Even if he just put one piece of wood, he threw into the fire. Hitir kol apashibul. Shena dover el yos heker shapashul hem asura. We need some type of heker. So once there's a type of hacker, then it's going to be mutter. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 19. So if you look at Siv Beis, it says Yesh Makom Shemakilim B'Dov V'Lokim Pas Minachtom Ha'akom. That's what the Rambam we just saw. Makom Shem Sham Nachtom Yisrael. Mishu Shah Satcha. Right? So it sounds like a kula, but it's really a chumrah, because if there's any Jewish bakery around, then you don't have a heter even for pas palter, pas nachtom, according to the shita. So that for us today, that would make it very
difficult. That means that any bread from a Kalyusha company, even though it has an OU on it or whatever it has on it, you wouldn't be able to eat it, because it's Pasakum. They don't have a Jew doing any of those three things, because the Mashgiach is going to come once in a while. He's not going to be there every day. If he'd be there every day, you know how expensive the bread would be? You know, you'd have to pay for his plane ticket and his hotel room, and the bread would be, exorbitant. So what's the heter that people get bread? So if you get the Hamish brands, so they're the Pas Yisrael, right? The Hamish brands is Pas Yisrael, just like we spoke about Vina, right? We said Vina is also, is a shiloh of Venus Akum, and so we said that some are make ill based on the fact that by soft cheese. But that's not really called cheese, right? It's Rikula. For the same reason, like Rabbi Gordimer wrote, Rabbi Gordimer explained by the cheese, that if you're going to have a mashkiach come all the time, it's going to be much more expensive. So just but the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, Yesh omen dafil welcome to Pas Yisrael Motzei Shari. So he quotes from the Mordechai that even if Pas Yisrael is Motzei, today Pas, I mean, say if we live in the tri-state area, it's Motzei for sure. And it could be Bizman Azeh, you can live anywhere, almost, because everything is delivered and everything is, so everything is Motzei. You get deliveries, you get a delivery once a month, you can put it in the freezer. So it's hard to say that even, maybe if you're in some foreign country or something like that, maybe. So on page 17, the Mordechai says, that they were matir pasatum, pasfalter, because mokum shein pasisom etzuya. They rely on the opinion that the Isser wasn't totally accepted. Anu nogim bo heter. Vein tzar heter bezdin. There was no pashad opinion that says no pashad yisur b'chol Yisrael, so it wasn't fully accepted. So therefore, mikir adin, you could eat pas palter, even if pas Yisrael is matzoi, based on the opinion that the gzeira was not. It was like the idea of something that a gzeira that was made but wasn't this. Pashad Yisur B'chol Yisrael, so it's Mutter, so there's an opinion that says that that's the story by Pas Palter. And Pas Palter is really Mutter. So therefore, even if you can get Jewish, you could rely. So that Shita is the Shita that people who use bread that has a kosher symbol on it, but are not Pas Yisrael. So that's the. But then the Mechaber continues on page 19 in the Mechaber Sif Beis.
He says, "Al Pasha Balibatim, ain't Shem Mishem Mora Bal Lahakim." She can say Mishem Kasta Yirocha Bas Balibatim. You haven't said it from, but say you have a very nice Gentile neighbor that says, "You know, I made bread today, and I got all kosher ingredients. It's assuming you can trust it, but and here I want to give you share with you some bread." Then there's no heter. Then there's no heter. Yeah. Candy dish is not bread.
It's not bread.
If your Goyish neighbor gives you an O'Nuts candy dish, so you could eat it.
It's just bread,
It was because Al weren't gozer. Now, you could say there could be more camaraderie today with a candy dish than there is with bread. So, in a Hanami, but there's no Xayra. I'm not going to make our own gzeiros. Yeah, so we'll see what are the parameters of bread as he bakes a cake. Yeah, so we'll... No, pasta not. Pasta is not bread. Which Rav Shechter pointed out in Hilchos Brachos, that bread has to be a loaf. Which Rav Shechter pointed out. So this is not a loaf. It's spaghetti or something like that. So it's not pasta babakista. So it's not pas. But your question is, what if you're... Right, like Moshe says, people don't necessarily give... But you go to your neighbor and say, I bake the cake. So that will cease in a second. Yes?
How do you know which makamos were made for pasta? How do you know?
We don't know, So we assume if you're Ashkenazi Jew, so Ramo said it, so you could be Mako. And still a mile to be Machmir, you know. Still a mile to be Machmir. I mean, it sounds like the Makabre says. Then Gimel says, Misha Omer should palter his min Yisrael prepito kapasha balabais. Well, in other words, the palter invited the Jew to come over. Yeah.
Like any other
balkos. Yeah, so then even though he was a palter and it was made, he's a baker, and so sometimes he takes some bread home from the store and he invites him over. So that you shouldn't do. And then, in Zion, Yisrael
Kalta his min Yisrael, for a Kito Kapas Balamais. Yeah, so... because he quotes, the Shach quotes, there's a sheet that says that you don't go based on how it was at the beginning. The beginning was Paspalta. But now you're reading it as a Valabayas, you go Batsa Hashta. That's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, whether you go what it was originally or do you go what it is now. So now you're reading it like a Balabayas. And then you have the same halacha in halacha Zion, and it says pas balabais asur la'olam. The pas balabais, say the balabais baked it in his house, and then decides, oh, I need some extra in the business, so he brings it over to the business. That's still pas balabais, because the ma'aser, when it was baked, it was pas balabais. And then halacha chesi is a big hula.
That's against the shach, isn't it? Because the shach says it's not pasha hashba.
Well, it's machlokas the rashba and the rawa. So really, we go basa meikar. But there's a shita that says you should go basa hashta, so we're machmir for that shita as well. But the real halacha is we should go baser ikara, and if the ikara it's pas balabais, so we're gonna so basically we're saying luchum in both directions. If it started off as pas balabais, well, right now it's pas balabais, even though it wasn't originally, we're gonna be machmir. And then he has a cooler here in Sifches that if there's no palter at all in the community, then we'll let you eat pas shel balabais. But there's a very interesting halacha in the Sif Yud Gimel on page 21. It says, Misha Inu Nisa Ripasha Lovi Kachovim. Say there's a person that's Mekel and Paspalter, and he's eating by the Balabais. He's invited to it. Two Jews are eating together, a host and a guest. But the Balabais is Nisar. He never eats Paspalter. And Mal Shulchan Paisel Pashal Avakachavim, Hayotha Mishel Yisrael. So this guy brought over some paspalter, and it's nicer bread than the pas Yisrael. So he says that for the covet of the oreach, where he's explained, he could eat the pas palter. Covet of the guest. Covered of the guest. The guest. Yivtzeh b'albayz ben yafa mutar b'chol osa suda b'pas, and he can eat the pasah and palter the whole meal. In other words, so the guest brought over this thing, and it's nicer. So usually, if it's nice, you should make the bracha on that. So you would think, okay, let him make the motzi and eat a little bit. But no, the whole meal, he's mutter. So that's the fascinating. And then Halacha Tezvav, page 21, it says, Misha Nizar Mipas Ove Kachav and Mutu Lecho Bekara Misha Inu Nizar Menu. So let's say one person is makri, one is not, and now the bread is hot, and now the tam goes from one to the other. So it's okay, you don't have to worry about the tam. You don't have to worry about the tam. So the farshim explained, because you know, you're not going to marry someone for the tam, right? Marry somebody for the they give you a good piece of bread. You just have the tam from. So the two Jews are eating together. You're eating with a Jew, but still, if you could say that if you machmir for pas palta, then you should be machmir. But the answer is that it's only tam, so tam you don't have to be worried so much. And then in Halacha Tazayin it says ish misha misha nizar mi pas akum hu b'derech. He's normally nizar, but now he's on a trip. So if he'll wait 72 minutes, he'll be able to get the pass Yisrael, so then he should wait. This is a symbol halach we have by Netilas Yadayim, that if you have bread and you don't have water, So you have to wait 72 minutes to get water, if it's in the direction you're going. If it's in the direction that you're not going, then you go 18 minutes out of the way. But the direction you're going, 72 minutes. So if you're driving in the direction, so you can get to, you know, Woodburn in 72 minutes, and you get all the pas Yisrael you want, so then you have to wait. You can't just say, I don't have anything, so therefore I'm potter. Now,
going back to the Mordecai, you said that the path is matzah. Doesn't that mean, wouldn't matzah mean that it's within 72 minutes away, not like across the country?
I don't know about that, because it could mean that you don't need it now, so you'll get it. You know what I mean? Here you want to eat it now.
It goes on past only in past positive.
Right. So now,
the whole thing also is obviously Patrick Pavadik and Patrick Korah has the same Patrick Ab, therefore, it's only by Patrick Pavadik, meaning the same Korah.
Yes. Okay, so let's take a look now on page 20. So what about cake and things like that? So if you look on Siv Vav, page 20, Kuf Yud Beis Siv Vav. So he says, also third line of the Rambam, also Liva Shakon Kichlach, Omine Mesika Shakon Lekach. Now Kich, you know, Kichels, you know, Lekach. I once got Lekach from the Rebbe on Kolomoid Sukkos. The Rebbe gave out honey cake. So I was on the line, I got some honey cake. Yeah, there were two lines. One line you could bench on his lulav. That was one line, and the other line was the honey cake. So I chose the honey cake because he was at the honey cake line. The lulav line is just the lulav. So he was giving out the honey cake, so I went for the honey cake. I figured my lulav was good too, so so I got the honey cake. So wasn't the English Shikar Kichlach, Amina Mesika, Shikar Lekach, Ein Bechlau Pas. So he says, so this cake is kapas. So the question is like this: the Mashach says, "Dafka should be lost an ova." Bishmim Torah lechem. In other words, it has to be lost an ova. In other words, the dough is a thick batter. And it's a loaf, which Rosh Hashanah points out. So then, but if it's b'livosa raka, they're not. And but the Avnei is of the opinion that even Blilos Araka certainly, if it's Bilosam Ava, so like you have the, you know, some of these cakes that are Kokoshwa, those types, for those were Ava. But like the cookie batter was Raka, but Davni Nezer is Mahmir, even on Bilosam Ava. Bilosam Raka, rather. So that would be the same question. If you have cookies that are from a, you know, Stelladoro, these things that have a hechsher, but you think it'd be a shayla of pasachim. So they're palter, so that's if you rely on the hechsher palter, then it's okay. If you don't, then you want the cookies also to be pas Yisrael. So if you get Hamish cookies, then you're okay. Then you have in Broy is when the children have different parties, that they're mechuyev to bring with Hamish Hashkacha. They're not allowed to bring anything that doesn't have Hamish Hashkacha. So this way you won't have any pas achim. Yeah. What are you saying, Moshe? What? Like what? Maybe cakes and cookies. The Shach. The Shach says only if it's police or some other. And the other Nezer says even if it's Bulos and Rakov. I had a piece here that I wrote in the Beis Yitzchak many years ago where, you know, page, you can read, I'm not saying over the whole piece now, but you can read it on page, page 28. So I quote the Shach here, and then they say that the Avnei Nezer says that even Bulos HaRaka, because it says in Yerodea, in Hilchas Chala, that if you have Bulos HaRaka and you bake it, then it's a din of then it's chayv and challah. So why is this different? So we say in the last two lines that maybe that you need, it's more chashivis when it's bulos ava, and then only that type of thing. In other words, I'm afraid if you give a good challah, then you'll come to marry the daughter. But some chocolate chip cookies, maybe that won't do that won't do it.
Even bulos ava.
Well, chocolate chip cookies or what? They usually gloss on. What are they? I don't know. Chocolate chip cookies?
It's thin, like liquidy.
What?
Thin means liquidy?
Yeah.
Cookies are like thick.
So cookies are thick, so that would be ava.
Does it mean what?
First
baked or after? Cakes are usually.
Cake?
Yeah,
no. Which ones?
Cake batter.
Batters. But the cookies? Thicker. Yeah, so that's the difference. But there's what to say to be mapping for both. Okay, now to tell you the truth, the whole year goes by, you never hear anyone talking about this, except the Aseret Yemei. Then all of a sudden everyone wakes up and wants to know about Pas. That's the only time of the year that people are really... I mean, if you're in a Hamish, more Hamish place, so then, you know, all the Hashkachas are having Pas, Bishul Yisrael, Pas Yisrael. But if you're a place where they're relying on, Hashkachas that have on non-Jewish companies, so then they're assuming, you know, that we just assume like the Ramon, finished. That Palter is always Mutter. So if you look in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah here on page 24, says Yishami says Miochol Amecha Kuli Shata Batara Echol. Hello. Achol Shiva Yomim B'Shaita. So there was a chumrah that you learn in Masech Chagiga that people ate their chulin batara. Even the chulin, you don't have to eat batara. Chulin you eat is could be tummy, but people had a chumrah that they would always eat their chulin batara because they wouldn't want to make a mistake. One day they'll be eating truma and something like that, and then they'll eat it truma also. So to make sure you don't make that mistake, they will eat everything batara. So some people were machmer on that. during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I mean, the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So he says on Rosh Hashanah they were eating Batara anyway, so it was only relevant for the 7 days between. So too, in Ashkenaz, the Torah says on page 25, Nogim Ashkenaz, Sha'af Misha Enu Nisa Mipas Shal Goyim B'chol Hashanah Vaseres Yemei Tshuva Hu Nisa. So even people that are knowing in, that they're not, they rely on paspalte the whole year, then but during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva they're more machmir.
That
to
be
marked to Mishuma, and then after Yom Kippur to go back, is that considered a... That's a mila. It's a mila. I always point out, another thing I like to point out, is I get more shilas during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva about pas. Akum paspalta than I do about doing tshuva about anything. You know, this became like the the avoidah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The real avoidah should be doing tshuva. Okay, this is also something, but I'm just saying. I think so if you look here on page 30. And then there's another time. There's another time when... Yeah, just look on page, 26. So the Magen Avraham has another thing that says... It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, Nogim Walush, people knowing to make their bake challah for Shabbos. So he says... The Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Dalid. That what's the reason for this? Kasha halotes yomim him. Ocha Batara. He says, "We near Raya Lazet Matinus." Chatam, third line, on page 26, on the left side of the Magen Avraham. From Mokum Muchum we debir Ramah. Chatam lechol pas kosher in case tzarich lechol achalos for Shabbos lo pas acher. So that's the idea, that you should eat Pas Yisrael on Shabbos.
Should.
So that's
he
what...
He said that if Shabbos
is... Because they have... So that's why...
6 days, not 7 days. He's been a Shabbos.
Right, so he says that Magen Avraham says that you should eat Dafka Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. That's why you bake the bread. So the question is, so if that would be the case, then there would be a chumrah, like my friend Rabbi Eisenman from Pesach pointed out, that there would be an Indian there for to be machner on Shabbos, not to eat cookies like Stella Doro or things like that, based on this, because that's the chumrah. However, there are shitas that hold that, and here I'll show you here in this article. Page 29. that wants to say that, and this is a chiddush that some hold. The Kovah is on page 29 on the right side, that it says here in the name of Rav Moshe, Rav Ganach, from Rav Greenblatt, from Rav Moshe, that could be that factories is not even called paspalter. Because maybe there are three categories. Maybe there's paspalabais, paspalter. So paspalter, there are only two categories. But some poskim want to say, from Rav Moshe and others, that maybe there are three categories. That paspalter, at least you meet the palter. You go to his bakery. But a factory of today, you don't meet the person who's, right? So maybe that's not even paspalter. Maybe that's even better. So as a Rav Abadi holds, that the Mikra Din, things that we buy, you know, the products we buy in the store, technically you could eat them during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and certainly on Shabbos, because that's not even called paspalter. That's even a step better. One could argue with this, but so that's the limud zchus from people that during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva will. But somebody gave an example what would be considered real paspalter years ago, many years ago. What year was it? I don't know, it was the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s. There was a store open called Grandma's. And Grandma's today is not what Grandma's was then. Grandma's then was the very fine Gentile couple, husband and wife, who opened up a cookie store over there, and that was what they sold. They sold chocolate chip cookies, very tasty, brownies, and some other things also. But that was, they were known for the brownies and the chocolate chip cookies. Now it became a pizza store, a whole, but it was a bakery. It was not a bakery, it was a cookie store. It was very, very popular. Very popular. So someone once said, my friend said, that would be a prime example of paspalter. Because they're goyim. Now it could be that the Mashkiach at one point also, the ash, and then I think the Mashkiach maybe turned it on, or the other, whatever. But if it wouldn't be like that, you know, if they didn't turn on, whatever, and I don't know all the details of what they turned on, what they didn't. But that would be so that, you know, the goyim bake it, and then you go to them and you buy it from them. So that would be. So then, that was what someone once pointed out. So during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there would be an Indian not to get from them, or not to use their products on Shabbos. You know. But a factory, when you buy, you go to Key Food and you buy, a box of crackers, you know, or something, not from Hamish or Brand. So Ravani thought that's, we say here from Ramosha, maybe that's not even called pas palter, then it would be mutter during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and it would be mutter, Ravani said it would be mutter during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and it would be mutter even on Shabbos. I had a svara to say that maybe Shabbos is different, more chomer. I thought at the end here on page 30 that the idea of the bottom page 30, left corner, that maybe the chumrah of not eating pas Yisrael, eating pas Yisrael during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, the pas Yisrael on Shabbos, are different. That Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the idea to be more machmer in the Gezeres Chazal, and to be machmer even by pas palter. Shabbos Yontif is more about positive thing to be mechabe the Shabbos and Yontif, so have a Yisrael involved. So maybe the nafkamina would be the factories. So, fact is, you want to tell me maybe it's not a pshayla of pas palter. So that would be good during the aseres in mechuba, because you're not violating, you're not relying on the kula of pas a palter. But on Shabbos Yontif, maybe there's an inyan that dafi Yisrael should be mechabi the Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore, according to that, then the cookies would not be preferable. It'd be better to get Hamish or cookies for Shabbos. Okay, that was a svara that I thought about.
What would have happened if there was a certain mitzvah? He said
that
Jewish should be more than
Kederos Hazal. No, right. In other words, as Seres Yimei Tshuva, even though some of us rely on the kula of the Ramah, that we can have pas palter, but as Seres Yimei Tshuva, we should be more machmir and not to rely on the Ramah.
And even avoid the factory?
No, so the factory, if you hold the factory as a good heter, then it's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's on. It's on page 29, the bottom right. See? No, the green blood before also. Okay? Rav Abadi holds, we'll discuss this next time, that he holds Meikar Adin, that even for Bishalakum, you could rely on the factory thing. Not everyone agrees to that. But the svara makes sense. In other words, there's the other question of, you know, what's the heter of potato chips? Isn't that bishalachum? You know, they fry the potato chips. So one sheet just says that it's mutter because it's not all the shulchan malachim. Potato chips. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But Ravadi thought the Iker Halacha is that it's anything in factory, it wouldn't even be a din of Bishalachim. That's a step further in the Heter. Because the whole idea of Bishalachim also is that you're going to come to marry. So you're not going to marry Stella Dora, Mrs. Stella, you know, or some, Mrs. Wise, still under the OU Wise. I don't know if it's still this.
But if the food is coming for Shulchan Malachim, that's a different issue, it's a separate issue.
Yeah. Right. So he thought that the Hefter, you don't need the discussion of Shulchan Malachim.
That's only by Bishul, not by
Pah. Right.
Why is that only by Bishul?
So what's only
Shulchan
Malachim? No, Shulchan Malachim is a pool only by Bishul. Pas has a chashivas.
Anyway.
When you come to Bishul, if you're just serving you shvacha food, the shidduch's not going to go.
If someone's machmir and pasta, would that apply also to breadcrumbs, like chicken and things like that?
I think so. Okay, so these are some of the highlights. I didn't say everything, but these are some of the. But I tell you, no one talks about it the whole year, and then all of a sudden on Thursday Mechuva, everyone's talking. And cereals also, people talk about. But again, if you hold from the, if you right, so, well, that's a question. But if you have the heter of the factories, then that's the same thing by cereals also. But I tell you, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I get more shilas on cake than I do on tshuva. So I'd like to point that out. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, you should have a good Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, we continue the last year on, was it Bishalachim, the last one? On Monday, and then they'll give you time to have a break till the next Monday, and then we'll take the routine. You'll sign up, I guess, next week is Ari Tuchman.